Good morning. Happy Sunday. So today we have a request. And it is, Mary, could you speak about resistance, recognizing its many disguises, how to be more aware of it when it rises up, body sensations, ways we resist fully being alive in the now. So I think we're going to call this one resisting awakening. I feel that's what the questioner was actually asking about. And again, before we start, just a reminder that there is no one here to be speaking and no person here to be listening. There is only the infinite presence of consciousness or energy or vibration that can be present. So this presence, when speaking, is what is apparently happening. And it is only this presence that is seemingly listening. Okay. So take a breath and rest in what is. So what seems to be happening for so many is that there is a belief that they have to move through the ego idea, which for them is the cause of this so-called resistance. So then what is resistance? Resistance is a fighting. It is opposing. It is a conflict. But at the root of resistance is fear. Okay? We'll call this the fear of awakening. So resistance has but one disguise, and that is the believing in the many faces of separation. And this is apparent throughout your day when you allow mind to engage with thought. There is no thought that will ever be the truth about who you are. And resistance is the inability to accept what is. And what is that you are the very presence in this moment. So I'd like to take a moment here now. So take a breath. Rest back. Now, when you hear, you are the infinite, formless presence. The eternalness of now, the source of all being. You are the something that we call God. How does that feel? Let whatever feelings or thoughts rise to your awareness, but do not touch. Only observe. Just sit with them. See and feel the story that may be hiding behind a resistance, a fear. It could be a feeling of heaviness or tension. When these words are heard or when they are read, the important part is to just let them be there untouched. Just let it be. It is only in the moment, and it is just what is. Some may have the thoughts of, I can't be worthy of, or I can't be this something beyond the thinking mind. And yes, of course, the I that you may think that you are cannot be what is. But what you are right now already is. So, all of that talk that goes on in the mind, and mind plays both sides of the conversation. Yes, I can. No, I can't. All of that talk is only mind's confusion. Because mind's belief is that it is the presence. But mind cannot comprehend what presence is. Okay. So take a breath. So, resistance can manifest in many forms, including the resistance to allow action or the resistance to change. That is a big deal for so many. So, in our seemingly spiritual quest, then many times what we do is we take the path of distraction. Excuse me. So we take a path of distraction, and this can be something like repeating a mantra on truth. I am the presence. I am the eternal essence. I am this. And this is repeatedly. But it's not repeated in a way that it can actually be useful. It's repeated in a way of a distraction from the idea that there is still this sense of separation, and I'm trying to fill in that part that's missing. So we take up this path of distractions. And it can manifest as just reading and reading and reading. Or I think I'll get a cup of coffee when you've sat down to be still for a while. Let's go out and check the garden, or we're going to put on some tapes all day long and just listen to that. To recognize that it is the mind rising as distraction, so that you can see through the game of distraction. So, just about any distraction will do. And when we allow the mind to play its game of distraction and let the body be busy or the mind be busy, what is actually taking place is that you, the presence, remain unconscious to what you truly are. So just as long as you keep your attention on the scene of separation, okay, and off the reality of omnipresence, you remain unconscious to truth. You cannot experience that reality of omnipresence when you are allowing mind to be focused on the finite. So as we go through this seemingly resistance, and we'll get to why it's seemingly a little later, the seemingly resistance or this fear energy, there can be sensations of anxiety. We may feel the muscles tense up. We may feel butterflies in the stomach. We may feel fatigue, or perhaps headaches as well. Mentally, there may be feelings of unhappiness or the feeling of something is missing. And I'm sure when you have these feelings, it's like a feeling that something's off. like, you know, how we say we often I hear, I just couldn't get centered. I couldn't get back to the feeling of being, I was off center. When that feeling comes, look at it again as an opportunity. It is an opportunity letting you know something is taking place with mind. So here's an opportunity to be aware. To be aware of what is going on. So, all of these sensations, all of the thoughts about I can't be or it's impossible for me to be, even if they're just subtle little ripples below the surface, or even how could that person be what it is that I am supposed to be? So all of the sensations, the thoughts and the feelings are just what is at the moment. And we can't hear that often enough. It is just what is taking place in the moment. But what happens, it is most likely you weave a story to go along with the sensation or the feeling. And they are just passing by our awareness. They're like a cloud just floating by. But with a thought or a feeling or an emotion, if you engage, your mind is turned to the distraction, and then the story becomes even more of a distraction about a feeling or a thought. To see the non-validity, to see the nothingness, the powerlessness of a thought is wisdom. Deep, abiding wisdom. And when that transpires with you, there is this experience, there is the recognition of I, that is the presence. Because that is the only place where wisdom can flow from. So again, the thoughts that seem to be resistance to deny who you already are. Now listen. Do not come from an ego. Thoughts of distraction do not come from a person, as you might suspect. Because ego and person have no real existence. They are but thoughts, ideas. The resistance, albeit is not reality, seemingly comes from the you, that is you, the self. The self seemingly continuing to deny the reality of what is and what you already are. Take a breath. Deeply in, relaxingly out. But in truth, there is no you that is resisting. Resistance is a thought, not a truth. It is only an idea that a story is woven around. I'm resisting. My ego is so strong. The mind is so powerful. I just have to fight it. I have to resist these thoughts and these feelings. I have to resist them. They're just so strong. No. No. Resistance is a thought, not a truth. It is a thought without substance, without power, without law to sustain it. It is only an imagined story. Never, never are you in bondage to a thought or an idea or a story. So look to see if you have created a story about resistance. So a story about spiritual resistance, or a story about resisting awakening, or a story about a powerful ego, or a story about a powerful mind, are like smoke blowing in the wind. They have no substance. They have no innate power. Nothing can have any power over you. And it is but a dream to believe that something can. The energies flow with the mind-body connection, giving off sensations. But they have no admittance to you. You are but aware of them, aware of the story. But you always remain as what you are, as source, as presence, as consciousness, as God omniscience. You are never not what you already are. And within you is no resistance because it is not your nature. Resistance is only an idea. So now perhaps there's ideas that come up about being this awesomeness that perhaps there's the thinking, I'll have to live like a monk, or what will happen if I say curse words, or does awakened mean no sex, or no cocktails, or no parties, and no trips, and no playing cards, and no having fun, and maybe you have a list, and maybe it just kind of goes on and on, where the idea comes up, I shouldn't do that, or I shouldn't say that, or I shouldn't think that, because that's not the way of God. Because we all have this list about what awakening is and about what God is and what God allows and what God doesn't allow. And we can't do anything that God wouldn't allow. And that's just a lot of BS. Okay. So God is all. God is all. And you might find that those ideas are funny, but think about it. If you have the sensation in the moment that anybody in their right mind wouldn't believe things like that on their spiritual journey, but then, why would there be any seemingly resistance to accepting the reality that you are not the body, you are not the mind, but you are the presence of pure conscious awareness in which these manifestations take place? So if there is not something there, if there's not some kind of a list there, if there's not some kind of a determination as to what being awakened means or what being the presence means, then there should be no issue whatsoever about wholeheartedly accepting and living the very presence of God that you are. What other than that could be a cause for believing the ideas of I can't, or I shouldn't, or I'm not? So let's take another moment. Take a deep breath. And slowly release. And another. Breathe in deeply. And let go. So we acknowledge within the heart, I am the presence that is, and I am that presence now. And be still, letting any thoughts or feelings about resistance and fear, let them rise to awareness and look at them from the heart without fear or doubt and without engaging. Recognize that even if thoughts and ideas of resistance are not truth, that you may hold a belief in the imagined resistance. Now, look at the imagined resistance not as an obstacle, but as a call from within to let go. It is time to live the life that you truly are. Let it be a time of letting go, a time of releasing from your old and limited habits, our old belief systems, relationships, many things we see to release, but seem to lack the energy or hold to the fear of making change. What will happen? What will my life be? What if I have to let go of this? What if I have to get rid of that? But recognize you are not stepping off into the unknown, but into the knowing that you have been seeking and looking for. There is no you to be separate from you. Be still. Take a breath. So let it be understood that you are already awake, for it is your nature for it to be so. There is no resistance. But as an idea, and fear is but a feeling. There is no you to get ready to become the you that you already are. That is the illusion. That belief is the dream. Thoughts, feelings, and sensations are just what is at the moment. Stop believing the thoughts that you play with. Move beyond that play into what already is. All of your study, all of your practice, all of your contemplations, all of your meditations is not about letting your spiritual identity in. For you are already the infinite. It is about letting what is truly within out. But do not believe the words that are spoken, for they are pointings. But rest in the experience that is found not in words, but within you, in the silence. Take a breath. Or a stretch. So have we some comments?
Mary, it's Kate.
Yes, good morning. Hi. Yes, love.
I just want to say that was beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Mm. So can you see how there is absolutely nothing being done to the to us, to me, to there's nothing being done. It is all about the perceptions that we hold about what is in the moment. So that thought that I'm not there yet can arise 1,000 times a day. And as you see it as the nothingness that it is, you remain as you are, that presence of unconditional love. You remain that. So there's nothing being done. There's no powerful mind wanting to suppress us. Or when an appearance comes along, and as long as we see it as an appearance, as what is happening in the moment, and then allow what is ever to spontaneously take place as going to help or whatever, it takes place from within the silence and not from the activities of a mind that may still be in a place of duality. But as we go along, recognizing the fallacy of the thoughts, the mind becomes, or our idea of mind, or the supposing presence of a mind becomes more quieted. It becomes more of that useful tool than as an oppressing master. So the more that we see from within the silence, which means you have to turn within throughout the day. You have to turn into that presence, consciously recognizing I am the presence of stillness. And the more we do that throughout the day, the more that idea of having an aggressive mind or a powerful, it fades, it dissolves. Because that idea too has no substance. The idea of having a noisy mind is but an idea of having a noisy mind. It does not make a noisy mind a reality. So it comes to how are we viewing even the idea of resistance? What could I possibly be resisting when I am the absolute infinite presence of all that is, that there is nothing outside myself, so there is nothing to resist. Not a thought, not a feeling, not a sensation, not an idea, that if it passes through my awareness and I view it from within the stillness that I am, what is there to resist? So we put up this idea that I'm resisting, I must be resisting somehow accepting who I am. But that too is only an idea. It has no substance. It's an imagining, not something that actually has any substance or any truth to it. It's just an idea. And then we weave the story. My mind is powerful. My mind is this. My mind does that. Okay. So we take these thoughts and weave them in to this idea of being separate from my own being, and I have to find my own being, but my mind is so powerful and so busy, I have trouble doing that. It's all imagination. It's all a play of imagination. I am as I am, and I am that now. I can't be anything else. Nothing else exists apart or beside me. Beside me, there is no other. I can't be anything but what I already am. I can't even be a seeker of spirituality. That is an idea. But I can't be that. But I can draw the veil and pretend. But I can't be it. No matter what I do, I cannot be other than what I already am. No matter how many veils are drawn, no matter how many masks are put on, no matter how many beliefs I seemingly hold on to, I cannot make myself any different than what I am right now. The appearance of the mind-body vehicle or vessel is just that, an appearance of an object. But it can never be who I am, no matter how much I pretend that it is. The body will never be my reality. It will never be the truth of my being. It is an object, constantly changing. I do not change. I am the subject, not the object.
Mary?
Yes.
I have a question.
Okie doke.
I just had this realization as you were speaking that really shifted something for me. And I always had this idea that I was in a battle with my mind, like I was my spirit. And this mind, but I think I'm understanding something, that it's just the mind that is dualistic. It's not a dual, it's not a spirit mind thing. It's the mind, the thoughts are the resistance.
It's not you.
A battle between me.
Exactly. It's not just a battle.
It's not.
No, it's not
it's
a battle.
It's a smoke screen, like that my mind is doing this thing. I'm going like this.
Yes. And that is because there's that remnant, okay, of being person. Okay. That's what plays out the battle. You have to have two to have a battle. So you have the person who is seeking its identity. So there you have it. You have this presence that I already am, but you have this idea of person that is seeking what is already there. Okay. So in that you have two. So now you can have a battle.
Oh, it's not real.
It's not real.
Oh my God, it's not real.
No. We're play acting.
Oh my God.
In the sense of being person in that belief, we play at duality. That's the only way you can have a play of duality. You have to have two. So we have the person, you know, we think that the person, and we're seeking God, we're seeking ourselves. But there's not two. There's never been two. There never will be two. No matter how you do the math, there'll never be two.
Oh my goodness.
Mary, I just wanted to share something.
Okay.
An experience that from what you were sharing or was being shared. For me, what you said helped so much, that the mind is powerless. And the dream to believe that something has power was really helpful, because until today, I think I really believed that the mind had a lot of power, like the mind was powerful. And then what happened today was I could see it was my belief or my agreement with those thoughts.
Yes. Yeah. Well put. Yes. Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Thank you. Yes.
Agreement with the thoughts.
But even if they're, yes, it we do agree with the thoughts. We believe the thoughts. At some point in our sleep, in our dream, because that's what brings the dream, is the agreement with thoughts, or the belief in the thoughts, or the acceptance of the thoughts that brings up that dream of duality. Because it's only in thoughts that you have the experience of duality. You're not having it in reality. It's only in thoughts that there is the dream of duality, of separation, the dream of seeking for myself that is already present. It's only through thoughts. It's not the, when you sit in the silence, that is not your experience. When you let the thoughts go by without engaging, when you rest in that pureness of your being, in that stillness, okay, There are no thoughts that you are engaging. So there is no dream of duality as you settle in, as you be in that stillness. It's gone. It's like in deep sleep. It's just not there. It is without presence and without substance, but it's always without presence or substance. Even in the waking state, what we call the waking state of the daytime, it is still not a presence, just like it wasn't a presence in deep sleep. But the thoughts start as we wake in the morning, consciousness rises. And with the consciousness rising also rises the idea of person. So it's in that when we begin to see that there is no person, there is only the presence here that I am, that the thoughts that seemingly were so powerful lose that power, that seemingly power. They never had it. It was a dream that they did, not a reality. You know, I know some do express that the mind is a very powerful thing that you have to overcome, but I've never experienced it that way while sitting in the silence. And that's the experience that gives you the knowing, the knowingness that the mind or the accumulation of thoughts. It's like if you have a whole bunch of horses, you have a herd. Okay. And it's like with us, we have a whole bunch of thoughts and we call that mind, but it's a whole bunch of thoughts. It's just a whole bunch of thoughts. And we call that accumulation. We call that mind. Just like, you know, a whole bunch of horses, you call it a herd. But it's really, it's just horses. But you call it a herd. We call it a herd. So we do that with mind. We call it mind. I don't know why, but, and then we give it a power that it doesn't have.
The other thing that happened was I realized this idea that the mind is has power came from some experiences that I've had, you know, in life where I could, I was looking at it, I think I was looking at it backwards. Like I was very susceptible to as a young child, like if there was a muscular dystrophy ad on television, I was very susceptible to the idea that it was being presented. And so, And so from that experience, I was looking at it backwards. Like I was thinking, oh, because I could actually get the symptoms, like, and it happened again, like in seventh grade, I learned about another disease and I could actually see, I mean, the doctor had to come to the house. It was so real to me, right?
Right.
So from experience, I had it backwards that my mind was so powerful, but it wasn't my mind that was so powerful. I was agreeing with this concept,
right.
I had it backwards
and brought it into manifestation.
I had it I was looking at it backwards, like I was thinking, and I've even talked to people about how powerful the mind in recent days, like how powerful the mind is, but I have it backwards. The mind is not the power, it's like that I was agreeing with
it's what's behind the mind. Beyond the mind. Because I've always looked at it, if mind was power, then what was God?
I know. How could I have that so backwards?
Power over God, you know, no. And it just, that never made sense.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
Well, great.
Thank you so much. and the passing clouds. I mean, thank you so much, because thank you.
That's why we call these pointings. So I think we can conclude this for today. If everyone is full. All right. So let us pray. Most beloved self, I rest in truth of being. I rest in the nature that I am. I rest in the grace of all life. I rest in the self I am, and the self is the presence that is now. Amen. Om Namaste.